listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Y'all know the name, Farrah fucking Monk. Ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in the range, then your shit's inebriated. Phased from your original plan, you deviated.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house. Thursday night, primetime edition.
Thursday? Boy, you skipped the week, didn't you?
Oh, wait. Tuesday night, primetime edition.
I'm about to say, damn it, I wish it was.
I used to use my job to keep the days of the week, so now.
I have no clue. Yesterday, all day, I was saying it was Tuesday.
Right, yeah, now that I make my own schedule, it's whatever it feels like. It felt like a Thursday to me.
So that's what it was.
Whenever Patrice is here, it feels like Friday is next.
Yes.
And let me tell you guys, how much we love Patrice. All right, Patrice was like, I might not be able to make the show tonight, or we have to change it, or something like that. I read your email like 10 times, Patrice, trying to figure a way in between, like, well, see, it from 6:15 to like 6:17, we can just talk real quick. And then we can like call back and we can record on our own privately and play the recording for everybody. I was thinking of every possible.
That's why I laid it out. I was like, if you really want me to, I'll take over a Condé Nast conference room and talk shit in the middle of this nice office. That's the one way I can make it work.
Man, but that, like, the consideration I saw in the email and the consideration, like, because I wanted that, like, I read the email and the media was like, I have to have a conversation with Karen. She may have to move her exercise class and everything. Like,
I almost fucked with Zumba.
Yeah. But I forgot she changed classes. She don't do a class tonight. So it was like,
I was like, we do it at 5. I was like, you know what? They got 4,500 Zumba classes. I can rearrange for another day. I got to be here at 5:00. I was like, I'm good. Yeah. When he told me that, I was even concerned. I was like, well, then what time can she make it?
Yeah. Karen don't even watch Them Thrones, but she understands the importance of Them Thrones.
Especially
this week
of all weeks.
Oh, my God. We're about to get it.
I like to go along for the ride.
We're about to get into it, for real. But first things first, man, Patrice, you know, holler at her, at Patrice C on Twitter, helenheartaches.com. You know, just get all your black sassiness in one place, consolidated. Plus all kinds of random news and white shit that I would never know unless I fuck with her blog. So
I love it. I'm the harbinger of white shit.
You bring it all together. It's like both worlds are colliding, you know?
No complaints.
I'm like the slave translator.
It's like, so
who looked like she had a serious side eye, according to Roger's pick right here.
And she uses the good naturals hair. They have, in Astapor, they have Miss Jessie's.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Were all individual. They were very popular.
They weren't like one big mass. She doing good then.
Yeah.
They were gorgeous. They were fully moisturized. Yeah. Not lacking.
I need to have a couple cutaway scenes of seeing like what her hair care regimen is, you know? Because she kept it fly for a slave, man.
She did. It was everything.
She was. It was just luxuriating out there in front of everybody. But yeah, make sure you guys check her out. Of course, you know, this is the Blackout Tips podcast. Blackouttips.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Automatic, everywhere. Just Blackout Tips. Just search for it and do all the good stuff that you do. You know, leave 5-star reviews on iTunes and like us on Facebook. You know, the normal stuff that fans do.
Yes, y'all.
But y'all don't care about that shit. What y'all want to talk about is the latest episode of Them Thrones, man.
Yes, and people been asking us, y'all have made Them Thrones like the number one requested segment. People like, what, y'all doing Them Thrones tonight? Yes, we are.
And the hashtag is like taken off. It gets traffic during the week now. I have it saved as a search.
Somebody said it was trending.
Good.
That's what's up, man. I love seeing people get on Them Thrones, man. Speaking of Them Thrones, let's go ahead and get right into it. This last episode had a lot of everything. It was action packed. I thought it slowed down a little bit before the end. But whenever that happens with Game of Thrones, you just know that means something. You know?
That means don't go pee. Right.
Wait a few more minutes.
It's like when people get real quiet after somebody says a mean comment in the club. Like, you can't leave at that moment because somebody's about to get slapped or get a drink in their face. And I need to see it. And that's how this episode felt. Like, everybody got quiet. The first things first, man, I saw the, before them Thrones came on, they had a preview for a Liberace movie.
I'm so excited. I thought it was going to come out in a movie theater. I didn't know it was coming on HBO, but I'm ready.
I was like, get your gay on, Matt Damon. He was working it.
Yes, I seen it. I was like, oh shit, is he playing the gay dude? I was like, that right there, I was like, you know what? I really might watch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally in.
it's been a while since he did a gay role, man.
It's been too long.
The last one was like The Talented Mr. Ripley or something like that. Mm-hmm. I might have messed up his last name, but whatever it was, I saw that shit in the theaters and was completely taken aback because I had no idea what the plot was.
Right, that was one of those movies that had one of those ambiguous commercials. Like, you didn't get what it was about till you got there.
I think the commercial I saw looked kind of like a buddy comedy and shit. I was like, oh, this will be good. He's gonna be a real eccentric dude. Is that a dick he's sucking? This is a.
I didn't see this one coming.
Taking a turn.
Apparently, this is the new comedy. But and then he was killing people and shit. I was like right when I got prepared to be like, all right, well, I'm in for a good dramatic turn, you know, he's gonna be gay, maybe he's gonna win an Oscar, and then he started killing people. I was like, the fuck just happened to this movie? I'm not prepared for any of this.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow in that movie. She's like, wait, you killing folks? Oh no. She was even surprised that she was in the movie.
She was like, I wanted a gay friend, but I chose wrong. Can I take mine back and
try again?
I would just like a return on my gay friend and just cash in another one. An exchange or something. All right, first things first, man, I realized, they cut to the Kingslayer.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do it is so fucked up. It's a zoom in on his dead hand.
Just
all in your face. And mm-hmm. then they zoom out slowly and you realize it's dangling from something. I'm thinking, well, it must be dangling from like a horse or something. They kept his hand. You might want to get that on ice. And they scroll out, and it's attached to him. It's a necklace.
That was terrible.
Just
I seen that part. I was like, "Aw, damn, dog! They got it. You just hang around your neck like a charm bracelet."
Yes, they got jokes, man. They are some assholes.
I expect Soulja Boy to have one in Black Diamonds by next week.
Right. Oh, it's coming.
Rick Ross like,
some rappers gonna do that.
Rick Ross like, oh, they got hands now. But I was so hurt for Jamie at that moment, man. Cause like, they didn't have to make him be friends with his hand after that, man.
You know?
They could have at least thrown the hand away or put it somewhere. So, you know, they made him wear his hand. And then, as I thought, man, it was actually his good hand. So that was his sword hand. So he was real fucked up. He falls off because he's like passing out from blood loss and pain and shit.
And missing the hand.
Right. not to mention that.
And this is old school where, you know, you lose a hand, that's about it. Ain't like that you can rush to the hospital or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was a little let down in that scene though because the crew of assholes that did that to him didn't have any hand jokes really. You know?
Well, no, in the first 5 seconds, they threatened to rape him with his own hand.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
They didn't make any jokes after that. That's not funny.
That is true. That is true.
There was nowhere else to go.
They led with the strong jokes, and I guess they couldn't finish those up.
I was like, we can't top these.
So he's falling off the horse. I'm expecting somebody to say, can you give him a hand or something? Nobody says anything. He falls in the mud, and he's laying there all, like, about to pass out and shit, and they're, like, laughing. And he's like, I need some water. And a dude gets off his horse, walks up to him, opens up his water bottle and pours it on top of his head and starts laughing. And I was like, what a dick. And then the main dude that cut his hand off, he hops off the horse. Is like, Jamie, you know, he makes a really good point, which is, if I die out here, then, you know, y'all need me alive to get me back to King, to Robb Stark so he can kill me, I guess. And, the dude was like, you right. Here's some water. Jamie starts drinking just thirstily. And halfway through his drink, dude says, never seen anybody drink horse piss that fast.
Oh.
Which opens the door for so many questions.
So many question.
Why are you carrying horse piss?
How do you get the piss in the water
bottle? In the bottle. So you were touching up the horse.
Yeah.
You, and I don't know if y'all ever seen a horse penis. That shit is humongous.
Yeah, it was a very small water bottle opening. So that means there was at least one step between horse piss to bottle, like some sort of funnel apparatus. Some sort of collection in cloth or something that you pour into.
I never wanted to make a joke that bad.
Right. Way too much work.
I'm good.
My first thought when he said that was, did he get kidnapped by the crew from Jackass? Because that's a long way to go.
That was such a Steve-O Jackass crew. Right. Office. Ha!
Yeah, like, somebody come out and start this.
Yeah, as soon as he did that guitar lick should have played that. Yes.
I did it wrong, but one of them guitar licks.
Yeah.
You know what you meant.
Yeah. I think you did Deliverance, which is also appropriate.
In okay.
This, same difference.
Yeah. Them dueling banjos. So yeah, man, they took his sword hand, but Jamie, you know, thought he had a little bit of hope, so he pulled out. He used his other hand to get a hold of somebody's sword. But man, he was weak as shit with his left hand. That sword was swinging all around, all loose and shit, man.
That's so bad. He's a king slayer. He pushed that little boy out that window, but still, he took the man's hand and then made him fight.
He got his ass whooped.
You're sad,
Puffy. I was like, man, you didn't learn no tricks with your left, man. You out here looking lost, dude. Oh, it was so sad, man. It was like watching Tyrese try to type a book on his own or some shit. It's like, no way.
Oh, that shit was not going to happen.
Well,
yeah. So he got his ass whooped and back on that horse. And then the other thing is when they beat him up, like they didn't even fuck him up that bad. They just was like, come on, man, get back on your horse and stop fucking around before we cut your other hand off.
We can't kill you.
Yeah. And we cut your other hand off. And I mean, come on. What kind of existence is that?
When that scene started, Rob, you made a really good point. Like, how you gonna handcuff a dude with one hand? Like, how? But I guess if you take his hand, he knows not to run.
Right.
Where's he going?
I feel like it answered that question by the fact that he was just like, "I'll get back on the horse." You don't have to. It's that old, like, how you tell a bitch with two eyes, just be quiet. You don't have to. You already told her twice. Like, yeah, he knows. He knows now that he's a captive, so he won't be doing anything. The imp came back and, he had a conversation with, Varys, Lord Varys, who
creeps me out.
Oh, so creepy. Bald head. He's bald head and overweight, but just knowing that he has no dick is what creeps me out.
Oh, yeah, why does he have no dick?
He's a eunuch. He got, he actually goes into that story. Yeah, he was a kid that I think he said he was working with, I don't know, some type of traveling, I don't know.
A wizard, some kind of wizard.
And so he got bought by a dude. And he thought, oh no, man, I'm a little boy. The dude got me. He gonna rape me. Nah, it was some black magic shit. So dude cut his dick off.
Some spell required it. It was some kind of dark magic.
Yeah. Oh, what did he do? Use the baby penis in the spell or something?
Something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He cut his dick off.
Do you think he took it to the blue rape van we seen out there and did some shit with it?
Maybe he did. Maybe to never be seen again. Genitals are in parts unknown at this point.
Yes, they are.
So, it was a real masterful scene though, cause he's telling this story about, you know, what happened to him to the imp, because the imp is like, man, I need some revenge and I just need to know, you know, how to, you know, what Baelish is up to and all this shit. And so
they're saying, yeah.
Yeah. So he's telling this like real slow ass story. And I'm like, this is not answering the imp's question.
And all the while he's fumbling with this box.
Right. And Varys is like, well, see, when I helped you, during the battle and you defeated, Stannis or whatever, that was, you know, that was kind of my thing to get me, make me feel my revenge and, you know, it was symbolic for me. And the imp's like, that's nice, cool story, bro. But what I'm talking about is actual revenge. So I don't give a fuck about what you just said.
I give no shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, I want to kill some real people, not some theoretical, symbolic people.
Can we get down?
Yeah. So, right as he's saying all this long-winded story, Varys stops fumbling with this big ass, like, big human-sized box.
Giant crate.
Yes. Yeah. Opens up the top of the crate, and it's the wizard that took his junk.
And he looks scared.
He like, he recognized that dude. He's like, oh, I got your junk. I wouldn't recognize.
What I don't understand is, like, if you take somebody's junk, kill them immediately afterwards.
You better.
Don't leave the door open. Mm-mm.
That's actually what's so scary about Varys to me, is that he found a reason to live without his junk.
Right.
You know?
And he just looked at that wizard, and he had his, like, mouth sewn shut. It was real saw and creepy. He just looked at him like, here, an opportunity. That's all he got right now.
He's like, oh, I'm not going to. He's like, oh, I won't be killing you soon. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. We're going to wait for it.
Long first of all, slow. There's the matter of one junk to collect.
You owe me, I owe you. Right?
A dick for a dick, sir. That's how this goes.
Yes. So, like, and I've always stressed that I feel like if men didn't have penises, we would be like the most productive people on, you know, the planet.
Yeah, AIDS would be solved. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, Varys can, like, that's why Varys is always into some shit. He's so nosy. He don't got no dick, man. He don't have no, like, he's like, look, I might as well know every fucking thing going on in King's Landing because I don't have shit to do. Okay.
His Google Calendar is so organized.
Yes.
Cause pussy show ain't nowhere on none of these dates.
Yeah. So he pulled out that chess lesson on the imp, and I felt him on that, man. He showed his work.
And he basically told the imp, like, yeah, Cersei's trying to kill you. I don't know when. I don't know exactly how, but oh yeah, she's plotting on your ass. It's cool.
Yeah. So like, you know,
work on it.
I hear things. You might want to be concerned.
You know, no, she is. No, definitely.
Yeah.
There's not even a question in my mind. Yeah.
She's gonna come out one day, boom, and you ain't gonna know what happened. I'm trying to help you out.
The imp revealed that he was betrayed and shit, like it was something. And Varys is like, right.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Tuesday.
Yeah. Anyway, did I show you my present I bought myself? It's the dude who took my junk.
FedEx back then was crazy. Just sending people.
So then they cut to the old man Craster's crib. We all know
delivery,
right? he's a father daughter sister fucker, whatever. I don't like
who you got. He's a who you got fucker.
Yeah, like he said some shit about I've fathered over 100 sons. I'm like, yes, but you have raised none of them, you know typical.
How many of those sons were mildly retarded, sir?
Right. Yeah. Ugh.
Come on now.
I'm counting the ones with webbed feet. I'm counting the ones with like two heads. I don't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
So Craster's daughter's all around and shit. And Craster's is just eating like chicken and good food in front of all these hungry, starving crows, you know, night watchmen. Basically,
they
all
you never do that. You can do anything to people. You can abuse them. You can talk to them any kind of way. Don't make them hungry at the same time.
You don't eat good in front of company, man. Now, this is a lesson I learned living with my grandma when I was a little kid. You have people come over, and my grandma goes, no, put your plate up, put it in the oven, and then she closed the oven, and then company comes in, and then we talk, and everybody eyes them, hoping that they leave, and then they eye us, knowing that they smell food, and waiting for one of us to crack. That's it.
Right.
You know?
And hold the stare.
Yeah, and the rule is you don't crack.
No, you can't. Man, my grandma would have killed her. She would have gave him my plate. So I'm like, I'm hungry,
you
grandma.
Want your plate? Because my plate's standing in the oven.
Right? I'm hungry, grandma. I'm going to get my plate out the oven. Well, give some to everyone.
You know, live your life.
Yeah, that's you choose what to do with your food. So he's eating good in front of them, man. And they're like, man, this dude feeds these pigs better than us. You know, he's sitting around here with all the women's, and they all related to him, but not to us.
I mean, they're his, but still.
So they show Peter still eyeing Craster's daughter wife thing.
Daughter, sister, daughter, wife. Who knows?
Yeah,
cousin,
who
mother.
Knows how far back she goes?
Yeah, she had that baby last week, so now she's like walking around holding the baby. I guess. He really got them back on their feet back in the day, man, because,
you know,
that wasn't that long ago.
You
have no recovery time.
I would get up, too.
say that again, Patrice. I'm sorry.
You can't lay down too long around him, so I would have got up, too.
That's true.
Lord.
That's true. He'd be coming through again. You'd be like, well, while you're down there, you know. So, you know, they cut to that, and you can just see the unrest in the men, and that he's still talking shit to. And I'm just like, dude, there's like 40 of them and one of you. Why are you talking so mean to them? Mm-hmm. But I guess he felt fine because the head of the night watch was there, and he was keeping everybody in line. I think his name was Gior or some shit. And Gior's all like, I know he's talking bad to us, but he used to be one of us, and he's letting us chill, so y'all calm the fuck down. And
it's also like a thing of honor. Once you've eaten in a man's house, you can't kill him, no matter what you've eaten.
You can't kill him and rape his daughters. Everybody knows that. It's common courtesy, you know? Right. I say it all the time.
If we're going to be polite.
Yeah. I'll be like, after I fed you, you would do something so rude. So they cut back to Bran having another dream. Walking, and I guess his new thing is he got to catch that crow, the three-eyed crow in his dream.
Chasing birds.
Yeah, so he went onto a branch to try to catch the crow, and everybody remembers from the first season that his mom told him to stay his ass up out them high places and
shit. Right, because he liked to climb back when he had use of his legs.
Right, and that's how he lost use of his legs. So, like, in the dream, his mom popped up and was like, the fuck you doing on that branch, boy? Yeah. And he went back and was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, mom. You're right. That's crazy. So, he woke up and, the new kid, what the fuck is his name? Jorgen or some shit like that.
Jorgen, yeah.
Yeah. Jorgen was like, hey, dog, you gotta catch that bird, bro. So,
you gotta catch the bird when you get a chance.
Yeah, we're gonna have to come back to do this shit again. So, I'm assuming that's gonna be a recurring issue for them. Cut back to where the prostitutes in King's Landing, and, they were talking about how, Podrick was laying that wood, and apparently.
He was doing something to him.
I don't know what he was like. Was he the inventor of pussy eating or something? Like, nobody's saying what he did.
Something, and they said, well, they sort of said that it wasn't because he had a really big penis. It was something else he was doing.
Uh-oh. I think he might have invented, the clitoris or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He probably had J. Cole in the background or something and just romance them.
I ain't never heard this before.
But they were all ready to party.
Podrick invented the R&B mixtape.
He did. He played Jodeci. They don't know what to do.
And then, you know, back then it was the live band. He was like, play Jodeci! And you clapped the hand. They just started playing in the background.
So apparently, he was laying that wood somehow. You would think that he would be walking around with a lot more confidence too, a little more stride in his step. Maybe that'll come soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And the reason I believe it is because they wouldn't say what he did. See, I think it's something specific. But all three of them women made a pact, like,
you know what it is? I think for that time period, I think he just treated them like they weren't hoes.
Maybe. Yeah. He was looking them in their eyes. He was looking them in their eyes and shit and kissing them on the mouth. Yeah.
How was your day today, baby?
What's your favorite color?
Kissing them on the mouth and shit, talking about exercising together. I don't know. Real love shit, I guess. But yeah, they wouldn't say what he did. The reason we know this is because Littlefinger's right hand woman, if you will, was relaying this information to nosy ass Varys and giving him the 411 and saying, like, I think Sansa is about to go somewhere with Varys because, you know, I saw him talking to Sansa a while back, and now he's booking a trip because he's about to go see old lactating ma'am to the lactating widowess. They're about to go see the lactating widow to try to make an alliance with her, and he's like, but he's taking Sansa with her.
Because he has two feather beds.
Mm-hmm. He knows how to treat his women. Okay.
You know, I'm surprised he didn't just get one big bed and tell her there were no more. Because she was dumb enough to fall for that.
She's so dumb. Like, I think the only thing that might be saving her is that he really liked her mom. And
you'll grow up to look like her. We'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. He like, I'm gonna take my
give
time.
Give it a few more years.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I fuck these hoes, but I make love to you, Sansa, and try and treat her different and shit.
All this hard living, all her siblings acquired common sense, and she's the only one still flitting about praying on cliff sides and shit. Bitch, pray to who? You better get a sword. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Like, her, later on in the episode, when she gets to talk to Marjorie, man, her eyes.
That made me mad.
Oh, she's so dumb.
Do you want to be my sister? Shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
She's looking for love.
Right.
For
instead love. Of my competition, you don't have no. Littlefinger's getting the extra bed and shit. You know, he probably put it on credit like he did everything in King's Landing. probably put that on some type of Citibank card or something.
He got the thank you points for that.
Yeah, yeah. The frequent flyer miles or something. So Joffrey, he's showing Marjorie all around the castle and stuff. And Cersei is talking to the old lady from last week. What was it?
Lady Olena.
Yeah. Olena Tyrell. God damn, that's a black name, man.
Yes, that is.
You feel Magnolia.
Sound like your grandma.
Like, you know, if that was right now, you would not be surprised if somebody was like, oh, I'm going to the store to get some cigarettes. Well, who are you going to get cigarettes for? Miss Olena. You'll be like, okay, that's a black woman.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
The old black lady be sitting on the porch. Yes, her. So, Miss Olena is talking to Sierra, to Cersei. And dropping her game, and Cersei ain't like that shit at all.
No. Cersei was like, what do you want and why did you come here? Can I help you? She was very, very skeptical. And she kept all of her eyeballs on Joffrey at the same time.
And in that scene, when Cersei is basically towing the company line that, no, the men are all smart and correct and we are the women and that is our place to back down to them. She struck me so much like Sansa in that moment. That she's just a grown ass jaded Sansa, and she's trying to turn, when she put Sansa under her wing last year, it was her way of being kind. You know what I mean?
It was the best she could do considering her circumstances. Yeah.
Right. She's broken. So her whole thing is like, look, this love shit is bullshit. I didn't love my husband. I fucked my brother. The baby ain't his and shit. So listen.
What, they with the Jerry Springer at the time?
Basically. Mm-hmm. Like, they would have went on Maury if it was available. She was like, the best you can learn is to say the right shit and look believable when saying it.
Right.
And that's what she does, because in that scene with Olena, when Olena's trashing the men and saying, like, oh, you know, it's fucking such.
Trying to have a nice little kiki with her, and she's just not receptive.
Not at all.
She could have been partners in crime, but she shut it down. Like, nah, I don't know about all that.
Yes. Oh, she's like, I'll try my way. And as this shit happens, it just almost to prove Olena's point, Marjorie convinces Joffrey that it's okay to go outside. And that the people love him. And, you know, he's been acting like a little bitch all season about going outside and seeing them people. And he went out to the front of the castle, waved at the people, and the people all cheering for him. Now, I'm assuming Marjorie must have arranged that somehow.
They weren't cheering for him. I think they were cheering for Marjorie.
Well, they started. Some people said Joffrey and some people said Marjorie. Now, I feel kind of like it's kind of like how people cheered for Scottie Pippen when Michael Jordan was out there, you know, like,
right?
Michael Jordan, man, you too,
she
buddy.
She was breathing real hard because she started to feel it for a second, but then she calmed it down when he turned around. Like, no, I didn't really mean that. I was just feeling a little, you know, princess very high.
Yeah, right. That's how. So, but you know, no one tried to kill him. No one threw anything. She's definitely a woman of the people, so that helps, you know.
She pulled up her Princess Diana. She pulled it out.
Mm-hmm. She did that wave that they do in the float and shit. Like, it was nice. So now Joffrey has basically had his ultimate fear relieved via the most promising candidate to be his queen.
Immediately from every angle, like she enjoys all his Halloween Town ass murder death kill antics. he got a whiff of the goods. He was like, oh, you have one of those. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He's ready to party.
He was so
scared. Actually, he was scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one, but he was terrified of it.
And plus the thing is, she listens to his little bullshit where he's like, mm-hmm. and 17 people were killed here. She's like, oh, that was
interesting. Interesting.
Love hearing about death,
Tell
Joffrey.
Me more.
You know, mm-hmm. so he's getting like some type of death erection or some shit, telling her all this
he
stuff.
Does.
So, and she's being very nice about it, man. So it was her being able to get into his head and make him do something he didn't want to do. You could just see the venom in Cersei's eyes. Like, this bitch here is coming for the number one spot.
It's her control of Joffrey once that's done.
Right. What power does Cersei have if she doesn't control Joffrey?
She serves no purpose for anybody. She's a body.
Yep. So Joffrey got a new manipulative woman in his life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Later you could tell that Olenna, even though she was rejected in the face by Cersei,
mm-hmm.
Cersei later went to Granddaddy Lannister and tried to be like, hey, I want some more responsibility around here.
It was like she was sitting in the principal's office.
Olenna
that
got
was so uncomfortable.
Olenna got in her head. Like, the fact that she even went to go do that later means Olenna said some shit that shook her up when she was like, look, woman, we gotta stick together because ain't nobody got no power around here. She's like, I got power. Leave me alone, bitch.
And, I'm gonna go check on my power. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Let me see if it's still there.
Does anyone need anything from the power room? I'll be right back. So that shit worked, man. Theon. Theon.
Oh, the passion of the Theon.
Oh, I have never smiled so much.
I know. I was happy for you while it was happening.
Like, well, you know, it was, first I was kind of sad because, you know, last time he got bailed out from that rape, and I'm not that sadistic. I don't want to see him get raped now. They would have just cut away and cut back.
I don't want to see. I just want to hear about it later.
Right? Yeah. If they would have cut away and cut back, I would have been okay.
He's like adjusting his pants.
Right? Like, he's just crying in the corner. I'd be like, that's what you get, you kid-killing motherfucker. But, so Theon is like, you know, him and his rescuer are like having a moment.
And apparently, officially in the script, the rescuer, he doesn't have a name. He's just called the boy.
Oh, okay.
He may get a name at some point, but for right now, until they reveal what his point is in the whole power structure, they call him the boy.
Okay, all right.
Been trying to find a name on him.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know his name, man, so I'll be interested to see. I want to know what his motivation is for this next shit, because they kicking it in the woods on some old Stand By Me shit.
They were doing a wrist shot check. They were up against walls and running like, get it, go.
Like, they was together, man. Like,
we're going to make it through this.
Hanging out and shit, walking through the woods, you know, the dude caught three bodies for him. And so Theon is walking, you know, with the dude. And
he's comfortable now. Like, we're friends. You got three bodies for me. You took me off the cross.
Yeah, he started opening up like a nigga on the first 48. Like, just.
Right.
Like, I'll tell you why we did it. You know,
one time in Nam.
Yeah, so they're in the sewers and shit, and Theon's like, man, I need a breath, so he sits his ass down and just starts confessing that he killed them kids, and it wasn't even
Everything.
The right,
like, you know,
yeah, like, it wasn't even the right kids. It's just two orphans living with a farmer. I'm like at this point, I'm like, dude, you almost free, and you know, when you get back home, your folks ain't gonna wanna hear that you like killing kids, innocent kids and shit.
Right.
You should keep this to yourself, right?
Especially if he knows your sister like he says he does. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's telling people who your daddy is, all kinds of business. Like, shush.
So all this time that he's confessing and crying and shit, and the dude's like, hey man, it's gonna be all right.
Did they have Ayanna Van Zandt asking him all them questions?
He was his Ayanna. I got you.
She was
I got you. Come on, you can share.
She was gonna.
I have been Oprah approved.
I will fix your life. You see, it's not a choice to hate torture. You know, you gotta once you have torture
happens to you.
Right.
Yes.
You need to accept it. Yes. You need to accept it.
You need to embrace the torture.
Right as he says that, the boy is all like, hey man, don't even worry about it. Hey, we here. You safe. Just come on in the room. Turn on the lights. And they show that big ass X. And my heart skipped a beat because I said, that looks like that weird ass cross apparatus they was torturing Theon on earlier. And it was.
At first I thought they had a portable cross, but no, he gave him the, like, he took him in a circle like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. We're here for 3 days, but we're back where we started. Hey.
If it wasn't for that wrong turn in Albuquerque,
we might have made it.
He might have been free.
Albuquerque.
So, yeah, the Passion of Theon 2, Electric Boogaloo, back on the cross. Let's go rack him up, man. I was so excited. I was like, how did he not know that they were headed back to the same direction, at least? Like, even if you don't know the scenery. You know
what? I don't like Theon either, but if you've had me up on a cross for a day or two, I might lose a little bit of sense of northwest, south.
Me too.
Hey, that just means he trusted the fuck out that dude. He wasn't paying attention to landmarks. He wasn't paying attention to what direction they were going. He just was like,
he's like, you go ahead, you go get that GPS. I got this. I'm just going to walk with you.
Oh man, I didn't even care what the dude's reasoning was for putting him back on that cross. I'm just glad it happened, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so cut back to the Kingslayer, chilling with just one hand, looking like he don't want to eat, he don't want to sleep, he just want to die.
He quit. He did like a Color Purple full on.
Oh, he just gave up on life.
Ain't nothing left for me in this life. Yep.
Lord.
The next scene was just gonna have Mr. humping on him and shit. Like, it was sad. Mm-hmm. So,
he's like, this life is sometimes, heaven lasts always. He wanted to go home.
Yeah, in his heart, he was patty caking with his dead hand on the shit. but it was just like a true buddy cop movie. It was Brienne of Tarth's turn to inspire Jaime.
She was the Danny Glover of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
She was like, look at you, man. You gonna let one hand turn you into a bitch?
You sissy.
Yeah.
she didn't come out here with the jokes, did she?
It was some tough love, too, because, like, she hit him with all the mean shit first. Like, so you get hit with one tough thing in life, you ready to just quit like a little punk, eat your food, and get strong, bitch. And he's like,
yeah, get it together, Tyrone.
So, you know, and then she hit him with the nice stuff, which is, you know that the Sapphire Island is not called that because we got sapphires, because the water
is... We got no money.
Yeah. Like, we broke. You just said that so I wouldn't get raped. You like me, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And Jaime didn't say a word. He just ate his food and was like...
Oh, whatever, bitch.
Yeah. He's like, you better be right about this shit, because if I die, I'm going to be pissed. So, that's when we cut to... Granddaddy Lannister getting that talk from Cersei. And my favorite part of this conversation, because anything with Granddaddy Lannister is good. Like, I would watch Fix My Life with Granddaddy Lannister.
He needs a webcast of just him in that office with that feather, signing papers, and saying shit offhand to people.
I would watch
maybe
this.
Maybe if you did this, that wouldn't happen.
I forget who it was, but someone hit me up when I said he needs to do Fix My Life. And they say he needs to do Castle Rescue. Was that you, Patrice? Somebody.
Yeah, I wish it was. No.
Oh. Castle Rescue with Granddaddy Lannister would be so good. Oh, just walk in and fix all your shit wrong with your kingdom and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. So she was asking her dad for some responsibility. And he's like,
not even responsibility. Just tell me I'm cool. And he was not having it.
He's like, look, you are responsible for all this bullshit, because that's your son on the throne acting a goddamn fool. And she was like, you don't like it? Why don't you try to fix him up then? And he's like, that's a good point. He next on the list. So.
And he looked at her like under the eyelids, I will. Right. Okay.
Like, don't worry about what the fuck I be doing.
I'm going to handle this bitch.
I can't wait.
He kind of revealed that he doesn't even, like, for that time, he doesn't even care that she's a woman. He's like, I give you responsibility if you acted like you had a drop of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
excuse me.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
I loved it, man. Then we got some more of Olena. She was hanging out in her spot. Like, you, that's another old black woman trait where she just got a spot that she kicks it at.
Yeah, I expected it to be playing dominoes.
Yeah. Like, that little spot on the patio is her shit, man. And some girls.
Some cheese and some lemon cakes and break it down.
Yeah, she's frying some chicken in the background.
So she was just hanging out.
Having a good time.
And she had some girls that I guess was sewing a new, what do you call those? Not a decal, but like, basically like they were making a crest.
Situation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were making a new crest, shield, whatever thing for her family name. And it was some shit with a rose and like some dumb shit. And she was like, if y'all get this bullshit out of my face,
yeah.
I don't care about this, no flowers and shit. She's like, she was like, winter is coming with a big ass wolf. That's a good sign, okay? Come up with some shit like that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
This is too soft.
She drinks gin. She drinks a lot of whatever gin is in that time.
Yeah, so they scroll over to the side, and now you got Cersei hanging out with Marjorie. And this is when Marjorie pulled that let's be friends shit, because they can sense that Sansa is not about this life.
No.
So they just want to get her out the way because Sansa don't even realize she could be a threat. She's that scared.
She's that idiotic. Aww. She hasn't even picked up on it. Why do you think you're still alive?
Right.
Like, why does she think they keep her? She's not a portal. Like,
she really believes whatever the fuck people say to her at that moment. It just don't. Littlefinger like, you know they're going to rape and kill you. She's like, no. And then later it's like, well, you know, if you stay here, you'll never get to be queen. Maybe you could just, you know, be like my cousin that used to pick on me and get you a nice man and be a lord, that's a lord of something, and just be a lady in another city far, far away from all this power. And, her dumb ass was like, really? And she's like, we could be like sisters.
I have a feeling that once you see your daddy's head on a stick, you age 10 years. Like, you can't still act like you're 14.
You know what? Like, that's a good point. Yeah.
Something happens to you. It should have happened to you.
Once you
some street smarts from that.
Especially when you were the one that convinced your daddy to say that he betrayed the throne.
Right.
You know, like you was part of the problem. Like, daddy, you can trust him. Don't be silly. Just tell him you betrayed the throne. They'll let you off with a slap on the wrist. It was like, nah.
They taking heads and hands out here in these streets. Yeah. Wise up.
Yeah, dog. We don't.
Wise the whole fuck up.
We don't do, we don't do compromise.
No, extremities. We do extremities.
Oh, it was, okay. And the person that said Castle Rescue was my man, TKO from the Firestarter podcast.
There we go.
So Sansa got played again.
But it was so fake. Like, Marjorie walks up like, what are you praying for? You could tell me. Like, it's a goddamn birthday wish. What are you... I'm praying to be out this goddamn fix I'm in.
And she was... And also, I like how Marjorie's like, I'll tell you what I pray for. And her shit was the most generic, basic ass, everybody prays for that shit. You know, like, I pray for peace on earth and for my family to be okay. What about you? Did you pray you can get the fuck out of this kingdom? Because I can get you out of here, girl.
You want to get out, girl? We can be sisters. We can be baby sisters all day.
Yeah, I come visit you and everything, girl.
You can marry my brother. Oh, I didn't even talk to him yet about it, but you go ahead and do that.
Yeah, she ain't even named not one, like, she ain't even name which lord it was going to be, what he's like. She just going to show up at some nigga's house. He's going to be like, I'm the raping lord. Oh, welcome to the castle.
Which Sansa's like, he will be.
Right. Good grief. Oh,
just
man.
Just past his ghost is going to just show up. I'm your husband now.
Every time I see Sansa, I just be thinking like, get your ass back home. You don't belong here. So Craster, they cut back to his crib. He's still eating good. And eyeballing folk. And, they cut to the outside. And
this was the saddest scene of the whole episode, and not because it involved the dead body.
Yeah. Well, it was like the crew is just sitting out there talking about, like, taking his shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just like, hey, man, it's cold. I'm hungry. The nigga got food, y'all. Why the fuck aren't we just taking his shit? And everybody's like, yeah, why aren't we taking his shit? Except for, of course, Samwell, Peter from the Cosby Show is all, well, you know, honor and shit. They was like, man, fuck honor. Mm-hmm.
fuck on. I'm hungry now.
White Walkers is coming. We ain't long for this world. Let's get the fuck out of here, right? So Craster couldn't stop talking his shit, and he tried to pull that.
But before that, the guy died from being hungry.
Ben. Yes. Oh, and he was talking shit about dude. Like, right. Dude died of pure hungriness, and Craster's like, hey man, look, y'all dying from hungriness. Why don't y'all get the fuck out anyway?
Like, and then you know you hungry when your friend died. You burning your friend, and then you start talking about how him burning smells good,
dude.
And, yeah, that's some real hunger right there.
And
that's
the top
hunger.
To top it off, the main dude Gior comes to Craster. He's like, hey man, we about to get out, but you know, I know people getting restless. We just got a few more people. We got to get healthy. We can get out. And dude was like, they ain't never getting healthy, man. Kill them. And he was like, what? Nah, man. We can't just kill them and shit. He was like, okay, well, why don't y'all get the fuck out? Leave them behind. I'll kill them. It's no problem. I take them off your hands, feed them to my pigs and some shit. And,
wow.
And so, right about that time, a dude called him, I forget what word, was it coward that he called him? Something.
Bastard. He called bastard. Him a bastard, which is a trigger word for him because he is actually a bastard.
Yes. Like, people hate when you call them accurate shit. That's what I've learned over the course of my life. Mm-hmm. You can make an insult. If I called Patrice a purple Smurf or some shit, she would laugh because she'd be like, you silly fucker, that is not what I
mean. Call me an asshole, we gonna have an argument.
Right, you know? Like, it's, some shit you say to people, it's like, that was accurate.
You kind of right there, wait a minute.
Exactly, so they called him a bastard.
Because his mother was a wildling, and then his father was a man of the night watch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you know, so he was like, hey, dog, I'm not playing no more. Y'all gotta get the fuck out, and... next nigga calls me a bastard, I'm coming for him. And so Gior goes to escort those dudes outside, like, hey man, don't be calling them names. And some other random dude was like, bastard?
Yeah, not aww. Even your daughter fucking wildling bastard. Call him by his full Christian name.
Just waiting on him too, like, come on, come at me, dog. Come at me, bro. And so right when he said that, Craster came at him. And caught a nice little shanking, you know, straight off of Oz.
They got all the good blood capsules for that scene.
Yes. and you know, he didn't even die right away, but he took a nice shanking. And then, Gior rushes in to be like, man, y'all need to calm the fuck down. What's wrong with y'all? And he gets stabbed with a sword through the back, so he gone.
Which was terrible, too. Like,
yeah. Terrible way to die. All that.
That's instant chaos. Everyone's gone left. There's no leader. And they, of all groups, need a leader.
Yep. And so, and these dudes are immediately hungry and rapey anyway. So, like.
Right. Shit. I want snacks and bitches.
Shit was.
And you got both of them, sir.
Like, he hit a woman, and that was when, George, like, was like, hey, man, we'll be hitting women and shit. And they was like, stab, stab. We do now.
Do now. Rules change.
These the new rules. The new rules. We beat women and we rape them and shit. So sorry about that. My buddy that got Craster that got shanked hopped back up and tried to choke the dude that shanked him and then started bleeding out. So that was pretty cool for a second.
It had nerve to spit blood in his face and everything first. I was grossed out.
And Samwell finally pulled a Peter from the Cosbys.
He pulled his shirt over his head and went the hell home.
He grabbed that girl and her baby and was like, we gotta go. She's like, but what about, he's like, we gotta go.
He's like, fuck that. Don't you see what's happening?
It's like he grabbed Rudy and said, get out of here. So they, right. I can't wait to see that, him, a baby and a woman in the woods.
And then my favorite non-end of the show high point came during that when homeboy yelled after him, we gonna kill you later. Like, you can't even run
right
to the point that they're gonna kill you now. You go ahead and get a head start. We gonna finish up here having snacks and raping people.
And then
we gonna come get you later tomorrow.
And it's amazing because Samwell, of all the people, has been the nicest.
Well, I don't get it. Like, why they want his skin so bad?
It's literally just like he is fat and they have a problem with that shit. It's just like,
an issue with him.
That's it.
A long time ago.
Like, I don't appreciate you surviving these zombies and wars and shit being all fat. That's, you don't fight. What the fuck do you do besides be fat and let us pick on you? And they was like, and he was like, I don't know. I gotta go. So, can't wait to see what happens with that shit. Arya, they get to the Men Without Banners cave and you find out.
Yeah, the Brotherhood Without Banners, yeah.
Yeah, Brotherhood Without Banners, and apparently these motherfuckers are just, a bunch of ex-soldiers of people. It's like, our king dead. Well, y'all still want to hang out? So.
Do what we can, yeah.
They're like, we don't really got, calls, but, you know, we've got all these swords, so. Might as well do shit with them. So they kick it. And they bring Dog in, and it was a pretty good scene because Dog was spitting them bars at them fools. Cause,
he was no regrets.
That dude, when he dies, he's gonna have the most peaceful look on his face because he didn't leave anything inside.
No. They're literally going to have to license a clip song to play in the background because that's the only appropriate music. Fuck your little strings.
He leaves no insult stone unturned. None.
Right.
He's like,
all of them.
Like they were like, hey man, you know, you murder people. You did this. He's like, I ain't kill those people. The fuck y'all accusing me of? That's a completely different rape and pillage than the ones I did. Mm-hmm. So everybody had these charges and he was like, I ain't do none of that shit. Fuck y'all. And everybody believed him too. They was like, you know, maybe he didn't do that shit. That makes sense. He was like, that was my brother. No, don't do that. And Arya.
The fact that his did you catch his brother's name?
What was his brother's name?
The Mountain.
Dog in the Mountain?
Mm-hmm. I want to be in that family just to find out what my name would have been.
Seriously. I want to go through his family tree now.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that Dog in the Mountain. I knew I should have rewatched this one again. Anyway, so Dog is like, I ain't do all that shit. And then Arya brings up some old shit that he really did do.
Yeah, and he got mad about her bringing up old shit. It's not even that he did it.
I want her to just be like, you called me bitch last week. Fuck you.
You know?
He was looking at her like, the fuck are you still doing here? But then these motherfuckers really fell right into his like hands. Cause for the second time, he's in a fight to his execution is a fight to the death.
Which I've never understood that concept. So I'm gonna give you the choice to either maybe kill me or just kill you.
Yeah, why did y'all even try tie him up? It doesn't even fucking make sense.
They waste the rope.
Yeah.
And he is Dog. He don't lose, man. Like he's going to fuck that dude up. Like dude was like a trial to the death with me. Trial by combat. I'm like, apparently y'all don't know how he gets down in these streets. He is undefeated.
Did you look at the left side of his face? He survived that.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Can we put that together?
Like y'all, this is what guillotines were made for. This shit right here. Scenario.
Exactly.
Was he the first MMA fighter?
No. He was the first. Something. Yeah, he was the first. He's the first. I said to me, this is like the video game Mike Tyson Punch Out, and you challenge Mike Tyson to death by Punch Out. Like you can't
you ain't win
gonna win my game.
Yeah, Dog's name is on the cover of whatever the fuck game it is that is trial by death.
Right.
Dog. It's like Dog 2K13, Dog 2K14. He's the Madden of trial by death. So
I can't just kill him.
Good. He gonna get away, man. He gonna kill that dude. So we get to the best part, and they, as always, they save it for last.
I knew once it hit, because when we got to Dog, it was 9:55.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, because 9:55, they're usually done by 9:58, so they could do the little credits and the preview for next week. So I thought they were just going to kill Dog and turn the lights off, and we all had to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting the next part.
I was like, and I remember in the preview, they show her handing the dragon to the Persian dude. And right. I was like, so they just not going to do it? What kind of bullshit is that? That's the first for this show to just have something right. in the preview and not do it. So they decide like, hey, we got 5 minutes to wrap this up. Let's give them 5 minutes of goodness. We cut to the trade of Daenerys.
Right, we're back in Astapor in like the, what is it, the punishment row or whatever bullshit.
Yeah, Daenerys is like, gotta trade this dragon, man. So she gawking towards dude like, all right, man, I got the dragon.
And she was about her business because she had pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime some shit go down, she got pants on.
That's her killing pants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody got to die. So
it's time to party.
Yeah. So she gives dude the dragon. And you knew something was up too, because he was happy as shit. He dropped all the misogynistic overtones he had when he first did the shit. Oh. Gone.
I'm gonna get a dragon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get
a
dragon.
He was partying.
He was
let's
doing a
the
wop.
Bottles.
He was doing a wop, dog. He even was
ask no questions. How to feed a dragon, how to train a dragon.
What goes into the maintenance.
He even hit her with the, hey, look, any of the little kids that you capture with your slave army and you don't kill them, bring them back, man. We'll negotiate a new price and everything, dog. We homies now. You in the slave business.
You come visit your dragon whenever you like. You can bring them other two dragons to see it if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a dragon. So, she, gives him the dragon and he's holding it and he's like, hey man, sit, heal.
And the dragon's like, what? You're not mine. You're not my mother. Sorry.
Dragon's sitting here like, dog, you can let go of this chain anytime you want. And he's like, so he finally, asked the, translator, like, tell that bitch that the dragon won't do what I tell it to. And Khaleesi's like, hold up, translator, save them words. I speak this.
Yes. She's like, what was it, like the bitch has her army, like dismissing her, like she could go, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the translator went to translate it.
And she said, I'm good. I actually speak this language. My mama spoke this shit. And before
and
she married my dad.
Speaks High Valyrian, which is like the next step. No, my mother speaks the real, not patois, she speaks French.
Like, she'll speak that water down shit, that hand-me-down shit.
So she started speaking it, and the next little second, I rewound about 27 times.
Mm.
It was the translator's side eye.
Her face was like, oh shit.
That shit is my avatar right now. Like, I paused my TV.
I saw the translator, because she knew she was now, just the way that Danny treated her last week, like, do you have any family? All the questions. She literally, her face was like, pop, pop.
Yes! Oh, man.
Pop, pop.
Like, I know everybody else, it probably took them, the next 3 minutes to finish the episode. It took me, like, 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No, 27 minutes. If she had an iPhone, she would have Instagrammed his face.
Like,
she started speaking to him about her history and how she came to speak that shit. And then she hit her with the most basic, but most perfect line of the show. She said, a dragon is not a slave. You should have kept your receipt, motherfucker. Cause it was, she said that shit like a child tells you something like, oh, by the way, a dragon is not a slave. You can't just say I own a dragon, motherfucker.
You know. Like, a fork is not a toy.
Yes.
You will hurt yourself.
Yes. It's like when my niece Layla told us, don't curse around her because she will repeat it.
That's exactly what she said.
It was like that moment where he's like, from the mouth of babes. She basically told him that that dragon is not his, and also Draconis. And then she told all the slaves, kill your master.
And leave the kids alone.
Don't
leave the kids. The kids don't do nothing. Yeah.
The kids are fine. But, kill your masters. And the master was like, hold up now. They got killed.
But they almost looked like they didn't really understand what she was saying, because they were still strolling around like they were cocking a walk. Like, are we leaving now?
Yes. And she tested the merchandise first. Like, she kicked the tires. She's like, everybody turn around. Everybody step forward. All right, everybody step back. Okay, so this remote control works.
She did that dance they do at the wedding, like, you know.
Yeah.
Left side, two stomps. They were just doing all of it. And then she's like, okay, it works.
Slide to the right. know, slide to the right.
Yes. Not dip, baby, dip.
What time now, y'all? Two time now, y'all. So he hit her. She hit him with that, and then they killed the shit out of the masters. And then the dragon heard that Draconis and was like, "I'm going back home to my mama. Fuck you. I didn't like this place." So he burned up the slave master dude, and she gave a speech to the slave and said, "Look, I don't believe in all this slave shit. So here's the deal: y'all free. If y'all want to come fuck with me, then y'all got to do it as free men. And, you know, from this point on, if you don't want to fuck with me, just leave right now. You won't even be harmed." And them slaves was like, "Oh, we down with you, dog."
So, I mean, you can fight. You have all these fighting skills. People cut off your nipples. You don't flinch. And you don't have a penis. Where you going?
Okay. Yeah, that's the truth.
Okay, girl.
They started slamming their, like, their bow staffs into the ground, which I guess is their version of the slow clap. and then so they started walking with her, and then she threw that whip in the dust and was like, "I don't need more." No, it's like when you talk to pimps about beating hoes, and they'd be like, "You don't gotta beat a bitch body if you got her mind." She got their mind. She got their mind, y'all. She ended slavery in 5 minutes, took Abraham Lincoln 2.5 hours in those movies. So she beat
it's
his
not long, though, depending on who directs it.
Yes. Beat his time. Even when he was fighting vampires, still beat his time easily. My favorite part is still the dragon is not a slave, and the side eye. So basic. The only thing that was missing was dumbass. I can't wait to see what happens next week with Samwell and that baby and that woman in the woods. I think that's going to be
really
good.
Yeah, that is a whole, I want an hour of just that.
He ain't going to know what to do.
Because you know what? Once they get hungry, they have a better chance of Samwell being able to breastfeed than her.
Yes. He is so not prepared for this shit. It's going to be crying and shit. There's White Walkers, wildlings, and the crows is after this dude.
Look.
Oh, he better hope Jon Snow show up, man. Oh, my God.
And then Jorah didn't know what to do with Dany when she flipped the script and started speaking Valyrian. He's like, "Bitch, I've never loved you more in my life."
Oh, my God. His dick was so hard.
Oh, because he spent 2 episodes confused as shit, and he was just like, "Wait, you had a plan?
Right?
You like, was ready?
I thought we was in this together."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he looked at her like when you come home and somebody done cooked for you. You're like, "God damn! We're like, gonna eat your pussy right now. This is amazing." So
he was ready to go.
Yes. He was so impressed. But, so anything you looking forward to for next week, Patrice?
I don't even know to look forward to anything anymore because this episode honestly could have served as like a season finale.
It felt
and
like.
It's the fourth episode in.
Right. It's only four episodes in, and I felt like it is, I don't want to be hyperbolic, but it felt like the best episode ever. Like.
It's been the best. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just as far as tying together things. It jumped you way ahead. Dany finally, 3 seasons, and she finally did some. She's been the queen of the dragons for ages, and she finally turned up. Like,
yeah.
Now I got this.
I've been saying, like, what the fuck else do they want from her? My bad. I guess this is it. Like,
yeah, this is it.
She like, "Look, I birth dragons in fire. I turned my rapist into my man and then dominated his ass, took over his people. Like, I didn't even have a ship when I showed up at this dude crib. I killed
I got
a wizard.
8,000 dudes. Like,
good God, man. I was like, what the fuck else she got to do? And I guess maybe this is the last thing. Maybe people finally be like, I think she got this. We should definitely invest in some Daenerys stock because,
she's an endorsement for learning a second language.
Yeah. I cannot wait till she gets to, King's Landing because them Lannisters, they gonna have to make some friends.
They're too busy worried about each other. They haven't even framed her up. They're not ready for her to turn
They are
up.
Not. They are so not prepared when 3 dragons fly through their city burning shit.
You know? It makes me want to learn Korean and go to the nail shop and see what's really good. Like,
yeah. Yes. She lived my dream, man. I love how she held that
and
shit.
And pedicures. Let's go. What's happening?
Such a chess move. Well, yeah, I can't wait till next week. I want to see what happens with Jamie.
Yes.
Cause Rob has to see his face and we're going to find out is Rob really about that life where he's gonna kill this dude? Is he still holding out hope that he can get Arya and Sansa back? Because that's a big thing.
I don't know anymore. It feels like everybody's sort of forgotten about them in a way, except for the mother. It doesn't feel like anyone, they're like background concern, but there's no daily struggle. I would like to believe if I went missing like that, somebody in my family would really like have it on their calendar every day to find me.
Right. Like, y'all don't got no spies in the kingdom, man. What kind of shit is this? I need to see what's going on with Stannis and the redhead lady, because she left last week.
Yeah.
And he probably sitting inside playing JoJo and KC.
He's still standing on that shore trying to see the boat in the distance.
He's, how could this be that you are not here with me?
He's
just sitting outside listening to that shit. I want to see what's up with him, and if we're ever gonna see my man Davos Seaworth again, dog, they just sent him to like the dungeon first week for questioning the redhead lady, and that's it, man. He gotta come back. So those are the two things I'm looking forward to. Patrice, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate having
thank
you on.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks for moving things for me. Yeah.
Man, no
for
problem.
You,
anytime.
Yes.
Have a good one, Patrice. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, talk to you guys next week.
Peace.